a treat to have Maria and David and Eric. You know, I was just freaking out last night looking at photos of these guys from way back in the day, and then, you know, they're standing in front of the photos, man. Time travel going on around here, I swear. But I guess that's the nature of a bluegrass museum, and then they take you back to the roots, and you see where it goes from there. You
know? Yes, sir.
Well, this next section of the program, this is kind of the Black Mountain Boys portion of the program. No, you're supposed to change shirts for this part. You see? Pull your lemon out, it'll be fine.
And then Vince the rich man don't have to change his shirt.
One of my favorite sort of side projects of Jerry's, he produced the record on the Good Old Boys with David Nelson and Frank Wakefield. This song was on it.
Yeah.
But this goes way back to the Black Mountain Boys repertoire, huh?
I think it does, but yeah, okay. And yeah, we decided there were so many songs and so many years ago, but anyway, we had the great graciousness of Mickey Hart donating his studio to us. We could record in his studio. And it was up Mickey's ranch, you know, out there. Anyway. It was a pretty good studio, and Garcia was the producer, and I was playing with Don Reno and Red Smiley. I mean, not Red Smiley. Don Reno and Chubby Wise. Don Reno on banjo and Chubby Wise on fiddle. It was just like, to me and the rest of the guys in the band, Pat Campbell, everything, we were just like mind blown about this. We're actually playing with Chubby Wise, who wrote Orange Blossom Special. Chubby Wise was the creator of Orange Blossom Special. Don Reno was the creator of so many banjo stuff and a style where he could actually play single note stuff on a banjo, which neither Earl Scruggs or Ralph Stanley could do. And so we're like thrilled we're out here with this Don Reno and Chubby Wise. And the first thing was Chubby Wise comes up and squeezes my arm and says, "David, I have always wanted to try a joint." That is what you call it. That is what you call it, ain't it? And I've heard so much about it, I figured it was better than scotch. Chevy, you came to the right point. The only troublesome thing was that John Dawson was there hearing that. And John Dawson was the guy in the New Riders who was the biggest pothead ever wanted to meet. Back in the old days, and he had evolved a way of rolling a joint really thick and then putting a recessed tip. You tear off a piece of a matchbook cover and put a recessed tip on it. Woo! So you can smoke it, put it out, and smoke it later, and all that shit. So he started rolling one of his joints. And I'm telling John, this is Chubby Wise. He's never had a joint before. Come on, please. And so John's going, "Oh, okay." He can't really control himself. He has to do this, you know. So it's okay, here's the joint. And then we sat Chubby down and went, "Okay," showed him how to. And he goes, "Okay, okay, okay." And then he looked at me and was, "Yeah, that does taste peculiar." So we settled down in this seat, which was at Mickey's studio. It was really beautiful. There was this bench. It was like this wide. It was the windowsill. Picture a windowsill that's this wide, and it had a back to it like that. So Chevy sits down there, and he leans his head out, looking at the meadow and the oak trees, and falls asleep. And then took a picture of Chevy Wise asleep in bliss. And that's this one thing. It's just like, this studio was incredible, man. But the thing I'm about to sing is song Barefoot Nellie, which was Don Reno was not scheduled to sing this song, sing anything. so we didn't have a vocal mic for him. And so somebody said, how about Barefoot Nellie? And we all went, yeah, Barefoot Nellie, Don, sing it, you know. And he goes, well, okay. Again, and he sings down into the banjo mic. He sings the whole song into the banjo mic. And then at the end of the song, ding, he looks up at Garcia behind the booth. Garcia was always going like this. And he said, Bruno goes, how was that? Garcia goes, pretty good. How'd it feel? And Bruno goes, well, it felt pretty good. You met a man, you would have felt pretty good, but you met you the man behind the board there. I don't know how it really was, but it was all that grass.